Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It is Monday night. It's we're rejoicing, Milan fans. I know it's only been 4 games, but here we are. It's Stevie P. It's Vinny T. What are we going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about this dominant win that passed this last Saturday. We're going to talk about upcoming match tomorrow against Lecce, the rest of Serie A, a couple of announcements on our end. And Stevie P., as always, I got to ask you, siamo pronti?
We are ready. We are ready with a fantastic voice. No echo. We fixed the problem. Let's go!
Cari amici sportivi, welcome to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, a no Allegri, no problem Milan, and a Allegri assemble a Milan. Stevie P, Vinny T, always here faithfully every single Monday night. Stevie P, is that your daughter in the comments?
That is my daughter, Angelina, live from... From whatever she's doing upstairs.
Casa di Polila. Hi, Angelina. So glad that she's friends with my niece. Look, they're growing up. She's a Milanista. She doesn't know, but she's a Milanista. Stevie P, Terry's been giving us these nice little thumbnails, you know, DC. You know, Marvel, you know, I'm a DC guy. But in these, you know, we have Avengers. Stevie P, if he had to make us a thumbnail, who be Thanos in these?
Presidente. Presidente is Thanos. Marcello has all the rings. He doesn't even have to look for them. He has them automatically. But all jokes aside, Thanos is an evil character. It's the FIGC. It's a conglomerate. It's S.H.I.E.L.D. It's whatever you guys want to call it in your Marvel universe. The thumbnail has to be that. It's FIGC, Serie A, just stuck in the Stone Age, not thinking. That's the Thanos.
And I'm a DC guy. I got Batman tattooed on my arm. And I think Batman would be Modric because, you know, not the strongest guy out there, but he's got full of little tricks up his sleeve. You know, he's got a utility belt. He thinks more than anything. So I'm going to go with Modric as Batman. Nice shirt, Stevie P.
Nice shirt as well, Vinny, I might say.
It's mine looks a bit more yellow than yours. It must be the contrast on these cameras. But Stevie P, I know that... we were thinking about doing a little something concerning the super chats. And, you know, you're a very fun guy. Angelina will tell us. You're a very fun guy. She even said that she's famous now. You know, it's Halloween. You like to dress up. You know, you're a very fun. I'm a boring guy. I don't dress up. I think it's been 20 years. I don't dress up. But Fabio from Coast to Coast, right? He had a great idea. He's like, let's come up with a contest. And if we reach this contest, we would do a live dressed up as the most ludicrous costumes that we can find. No Juventus jersey, anything. Stevie P, what are we shooting for? What is this target? Because we have two targets, do we not?
Yes, sir. We have two targets. Target number one, ladies and gentlemen, is a $250 mark, guys, for us to hit. If we hit that $250 mark, you're getting the costumes. That's for sure. And you
that's
know
one
we've
month.
Done
1 month.
Yeah, we've done. It's 1 month, 1 month's time. We're giving you even a couple of extra days, guys. And we're going to get it done. And we've done it. We've done it in the past. We did the episode in minus 40 with no shirts on, no problem. So costume,
yes,
no problem.
We
hit the $500 mark, guys. 500 smackaroons. Vintage pitch we'll send to the top three. Top three will get
a
vintage t-shirt of their choice.
of their choice, guys. So top three contributors, right? We're going to follow through if we do reach a $500 super chat target. So 250 gets the costumes, 500, top three contributors in the next approximately 5 weeks will get free of charge as a win. We will send you a Vintage Pitch t-shirt of yourself. Even if you want to pick a Juventus one, Stevie P, hey, we're not here to judge, right? If they want a Juventus one, they get a Juventus one. Because we have everybody watching us, whether it be a Juventina, an Interista, even if Lord Figo wants to give us some money, you know, we can get an Inter shirt, right?
Super chat is a super chat, guys. So
we don't
discriminate, and we encourage the fans from the other team to please join, subscribe, and come and chat. It is Milan Weekly Podcast, but we do want to, you know, we want to have discussions with fans, you know. And Figo comes in and doesn't super chat, and we told him, Figo, you want to be on the comments, you gotta pay. You have to pay. Show us the pepperoni. The beautiful Milan members, come in, chat. We'll put up whatever you want. Edgar Jimenez, ciao, hermanos. Ciao. Andale, amigo. We get to 500. We dress up like fools. And top three get a Vintage Pitch t-shirt. Guys, please, Vinny, before we stop. Guys, it's 2 weeks that I've been struggling with my sound. Feel free to be happy that the sound is good.
We'd like to thank you guys on the comments, giving us some constructive feedback. We try to do all the tests possible. Please let us know if it's a lot better. And I know Stevie P doesn't like me to say it as much as before, but we're not professionals, nor do we pretend to be, right? But thank you very much for all your feedback, guys. Steve, in that note, right, because of all the amounts of shows that might be coming up coast to coast, I've been restarting the pregame therapy for our Patreon members. They need to do something, don't they, not to make sure they can, you know, put the super chats.
You guys got to subscribe, guys. Very important. Subscribe to the channel. Hit that little thumb sign. Hit the subscribe. Hit the bell. Guys, it's very important to the channel, to Fab and Gio on Coast to Coast, to Fabio when he does his one-off rants, to Vinny in the pregame therapy session. When you have the bell on, it ring-a-ding-a-lings. Open up your phone. Follow with us. Follow, you know, while you're watching the game, the pregame, the actual therapy session kind of really translates well into the game session.
And you know, it's so important, your support, your thumbs up, love or hate us, man, we'll take it all. And thank you to Patreon. Look, already we're starting with the super chat, Stevie P. Wuxia, Game Central, how far off is Pool 6 from reaching club favorite status? What will take it to cement the status as a Milan great? I was going to start talking about how great Captain America was on this one, but what would it take for Pooley to be in that? What would you consider, Steve, as a Milan great? Are we talking about, you know, the Chevchenkos, the Gullits, the Van Bastens, the Kakas? I know it's a very high level to reach, but what would it take? Another 10 years of Milan? Or?
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit of longevity. It's going to take a little bit of trophy winning. You know, so a comparable to Pulisic, not in terms of talent, not in terms of, you know, not in terms of talent right now. And again, no disrespect to Pulisic, but I look at it almost like a Shevchenko kind of thing, right? Coming from another club, establishing himself as someone who loves Milan, and he obviously loves Milan. Shevchenko did have, you know, the fortune of playing on some super, super duper Milan teams that, you know, won Champions League, scored that final penalty shot against Juventus to win us that one at Old Trafford. It's moments, it's longevity, and it's, you know, it's the love for the badge, right? So the love for the badge, check, Pulisic, from what I see. Longevity, it's time to see. And then again, results, guys, it's going to be something that, that, you know, he won't have full control of, but we can only tell with that type of question over a period of time over his career, right? You know, like someone like Inzaghi, who came from Juventus, we didn't really like it at the time, but ended up becoming a fan favorite because he loved Milan so much, right? So it's a hard question to answer, but for me, those are my stages, right? It's longevity, some sort of, you know, trophy winning at the club side, and again, the love for the badge.
He's not Facebook Frank anymore, Stevie. He's Frank GPT. Frank GPT with the big super chat 6ix9ine, and he does vintage bits, makes great shirts. So, because he loves the material, Steve. Look, it's three times I wash it. Look at this. Beautiful. Look at the neck. It's fantastic. I love it.
It's beautiful. Vintage pitch. You know, they originate from Mexico. They're 100% ring sprung cotton. Guys, from Mexico, designed here in Canada. They all come from the brain of Stevie P or Nicolas Bagnoli, who may or not be tuning in because, unfortunately, he's a Juventine and a partner of mine. But, guys, fantastic t-shirts, vintagepitch.com. Check us out. For the Patreon members, you have the code.
In the comments.
There will be a code coming out for the Milan Club Montreal and stuff like that. We have some great things coming up, some collabs with... I don't even want to say it right now. It's exciting. But I have a collab with a Lazio fan. That's going to be a fantastic collaboration to push our Lazio shirts. We'll have the Lazio versus Milan going on. Guys, it's a fun passion project. You can hear it in my voice. Love Vintage Pitch Apparel. Guys, I hope you love it too.
Let's take it to Saturday, Stevie P. 2:45 against an Udinese. In Friuli, haven't lost a game all season. No tariffs. Steve, let's start off. Looks like formation-wise was going a 3-5-2 once again. Again, the doubt of not starting Richie. Again, Allegri knows more than us. Thank you to the Milan Club Montreal for showing up. Jan, Ralib, Bizak even had a 0% beer, Steve. How happy he was, right? So good for him on Bizak. But... were you a bit on the same page as me? Like, okay, look, I don't know why he's not starting Richie, but did you, your first thoughts of seeing the starting lineup?
Look, I liked that, you know, we kind of got away from the Ruben Loftus-Cheek up top there. I don't think it's something that that's going to work for a very long period of time, especially when Leao comes in and we'll have... You know, he'll have some choices to make in the midfield when Leao does come back. So I like that part of it. I'm not understanding why Richie's not starting. I was really agitated by that, to be honest with you, because I find, you know, Fofana great, scored a goal. We just lose so much, and when Richie comes on, even in the second half, you see how the team changes and you see how, you know, he's good with ball. He's good at recuperating the ball. I see a big future for Ricci. Are we talking astronomical levels? No. But I think the more he plays and the more confident he plays, I think we have ourselves a player, guys. Someone who's going to be badge worthy.
You know, Steve, I think this week was our 12th anniversary. Hold on a second. Is this guy out of his mind?
Madonna mia! Shrupa!
Shrup with the $20 super chat. Dude, thank you very much, man. Look at this guy. Love Vintage Pitch Apparel. Thank you so very much, Shrup. Live from Boston, Steve. He's there from Boston. I may go see him in a couple of months. We've been talking on the side, me and Shrup.
There you go. There, Vinny doing his travels again. Of course he's going and see him. Good for you, Vinny. Good for you.
We're already at what? Yeah, we're like at $32 so far, on our way to 250, and see maybe some lucky winners to get some Vintage Pitch apparel. Mark, seriously, thank you. On top of being a Patreon members, thank you. Steve, I saw our memory this week that I think it's been our 12th or 13th year since the beginning of Red Card Weekly. I think one thing that you've said week in, week out, midfield wins the games. Where do you see that comment or that statement going from the Rabiot, Modric, and Fofana, the way the pressing, the way they recuperated balls? Because let's be honest, if Fofana had a game like he had the last couple of games, right? He played fantastic today, on Saturday, excuse me. How good was the midfield for you in this game?
Guys, I think the midfield was fantastic. Again, Udine put up a performance against Inter. We saw them, you know, take it to Inter. We saw them get a result. Did they dominate? No. Did they dominate Inter? No. So coming into this game for me, it was like, which Udine are we going to see? And again, for as critical as I am of this Milan and have been for the past year and going back as long as I can, I love them so much, and that's why I'm so critical. Because I want to see this team sit on that podium where it belongs, sit and get that second star that we've been craving for so long. The midfield now, guys, with Rabiot, am I a Rabiot fan? Guys, absolutely not. But the way he played with Modric and Fofana.
Last two games.
And Salchicha Maker and Estupinan. Guys,
I was going to ask you, but that was Estupinan. My next segment.
Struggled from the beginning, but had a hell of a game here against Udine. Guys, that's a tough midfield to crack. And, you know, you have the young.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Kid hurt from Club Brugge. You have Ricci coming off the bench. You have a good mix. You have a good mix of kids and veterans. What I am worried about, guys, is I'm very worried that we're running the 40-year-old Modric into the ground. We have to be careful with those minutes. You know, I think them subbing him off was a good thing. It has to be something that has to be done more regularly. We have to find someone who can take some of those minutes away. And it's exactly that. Playing the Udinese, taking that three-goal lead, taking the two-goal lead, and then, bang! ChatGPT Frank, $13.99. Let's go! Facebook/GPT Frank!
Two Frank GPT Super Chats. I think he wants himself maybe another shirt. Frank, thanks, man. It's so much appreciated. Vinny, when will be there? Visit Toronto. Also, Richie will get his time to shine. Guys, I got enough love for everybody. Toronto does have some family, but it is in the works. I got a new car. I got to put some kilometers on there, but not in winter, Frank. Frank GPT, not in winter, but at least I got to meet the guy. Frank, thank you very much again for your generosity. I really... really appreciate it. Steve, in the end, looking at this team the way especially Captain America performed, right? Being in the center of all three goals, without Leao, without a Jimenez that we're going to talk about after with Jimenez, without a Jimenez that is a top shape, injuries, our star midfielder, star by meaning, but that we spent the money on. How I always said, we're not going to judge a team after four games, but even when the guys at the bar, as soon as I walked in this morning, Mamma mia, che Milan, I'm like, it's okay, it's only been four games. Just the way people shouldn't be stressing out that Inter has 6 points in four games, but how are you feeling right now seeing this team? Is Allegri the real deal? Was Allegri the missing link from day one?
Again, I don't know if it's the real deal. I just see a transformation from the Cremonese game. I think the disappointment of the Cremonese game, because I think those are three points lost that shouldn't have been lost. And I think, you know, we should be up at the top of the table. That's the disappointment. I can't understand and I can't wrap my head around what happened at the Cremonese game. You know, was it the lights of San Siro for guys who, you know, who have not been used to playing at San Siro? Was it, you know, Cremonese coming up from Serie B and, you know, putting in a performance to grab 3 points now that they came up? We don't know. And again, super critical on our part, and again, I will continue to be like that because you can't drop points like that in a Scudetto year. Right now, opposed to what we've seen in the past couple of years, besides the Scudetto winning season, you know, we need to linger around the top of this marathon to make sure that we're in the running when we get to the end, especially playing once a week.
And especially to put the pressure on the other teams.
Exactly. And especially with the, you know, Napoli playing Pisa today and, you know, winning 3-2. You know, Napoli doesn't take goals very easily. Now, looking at the lineup, there was almost a complete turnover, but they still get the result, right? So it's games like that that they have to chalk up as a win, and the same thing for us. We need to be able to chalk up and get these dirty wins, and not that Udine was a dirty win. I think that so far has been the game of the season for Milan. Yes, after four games. And that's just because of what Udine did to Inter. And, you know, guys, I don't hide it. I still think that Inter is the strongest team in Serie A right now. I think they are stronger than Napoli. And we're going to see what Napoli playing three times a week this year. Humbled, very humbled at Manchester City. Thank you, Di Lorenzo, for taking an absolutely stupid red card. Let's see. Let's see, guys. You know, we always say it's the marathon and the math. Marathon and the math, guys. Let's go.
I think there's one key component that we're forgetting as we're discussing this Milan. Steve, let me hold on. Frank GPT, when was the last time Milan had three clean sheets in a row? Steve, three clean sheets in a row. When was the last time? Serious. And I'm sure he's going to answer this because he is just a brain about Milan. Is the three clean sheets, the way we've been playing defensively, is it given enough attention? Because I think from the last 2 years, Steve, not just last year, this is big. And I know Allegri's assistant was talking about, you know, l'ultimo, thank you, to 2023, l'ultime due anni, 43, 49 gol, sono troppi, you know, and it's like, is our defensive performance in the last three games given enough attention, especially the last 2 years that we've had?
No, I think a lot of the media are downplaying what Allegri has done, and I think this is something that we all expected. If it was nothing at all, we had to expect this. We had to expect Allegri to come in and fix, and I'm saying fix, put in place some sort of defensive structure, because Fonseca didn't have it, Conceição didn't have it. It was just, let's throw shit on the board and see what sticks and try to defend. And again, guys, you know I'm a huge Mike Maignan fan. He makes unbelievable shot-stopping saves. And he will be human from time to time. He will be human from time to time, and he will let in a goal.
Yeah.
We've gotten the three clean sheet, and one is with our backup goaler, and I don't think Udine took a dangerous shot. Everything no. fluttered into his hands, so they understood the moment. We have someone who doesn't play regularly. We need to protect him, and they did protect him. And it's a byproduct of what the midfield done. I think Rabiot, Modric, and Salchicha Maker really put in a lot of kilometers. A lot of kilometers and took up a lot of space. Yeah. They still need to gel and work and play together, because it did look at times that, you know, we were trying too much and we were trying to be too cute in very dangerous areas. That has to be cleaned up for sure. Once Ricci comes in for Fofana, it's almost the opposite of what we had in years past. We now have three players who have some sort of imagination and creativity with their feet. No one like Modric. Rabiot a bit too much, and Ricci learning. It's a perfect combination for a midfield that can grow together and, you know, and continue to that next step, which is, okay, for Serie A and for what we're doing right now, is let's get that second star, and then let's see what we can do in Champions League. But we have to clean up. We need our striker to come to life.
Speaking of that, that's what I wanted to close off before we head into the football segment, Steve. Jimenez.
Guys, this kid's the star. Pucho is my brother from another mother. We have to put him up there. I love this kid. I constantly, like, he probably thinks I stalk him.
He's got a lot of haters. Not as much as us, but...
I love it. I have to say, tip my hat to Martino. He does a great job. Check him out on his Instagram. We'll post his handles. We'll retweet. We'll do whatever we have to do. This kid's fantastic. I feel like I'm listening to myself I'm obviously better looking than Martino, but it's the same message. We don't stray far apart from our opinion, and I don't say that because he has 9 billion followers. I say that because I respect his craft.
So, speaking of striker, Steve, I know my glass is always half full, yours always half empty. I think we've agreed in the last couple of episodes where it's like, give the kid a chance. We like what we see. The effort. Then again, people aren't going to look at record books on effort. He missed a sitter, Steve. Is this mental? You're a soccer coach. You know soccer a lot more than me. Is it? It just felt, correct me if I'm wrong, what it felt like, Steve, is like, I want to make sure I don't fuck this up, and I'm going to make sure that I hit it as much as target and hope for the best. Am I wrong?
I'm going to put it in baseball terms, football terms. I think I said it maybe 2 weeks ago. I'll say it again. Guys, he has the yips.
The yips?
He has the fucking yips.
What are the yips, Stevie P?
The yips is basically for a baseball pitcher. You guys correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I've grown up with that definition. Is a baseball pitcher who can't find the plate anymore. Or a shortstop who picks up a ground ball and just can't get that ball to first base anymore. The ball doesn't come out of his gloves.
But he's hitting targets.
For this guy, he sees the net like a Mickey Mouse net. The net for Jimenez is this big. This is how big. Look, we even have a clear camera. Look, my hands are really nice.
Look at that.
Okay? The net for Jimenez is this big. This big. I have fantastic hands. And he cannot find the back of the net. He even found the back of the net and it hit Pulisic. Like, this is where we're at. Like, it's not a I'm not creating chances problem. It's a I can't score because of some reason.
Do you feel that the team is supporting him and Allegri is supporting? Because that's the way I feel. Maybe I might be wrong, but I feel like they're like, dude, you got this. I love the way he tracks back, Steve. I love the way he's been giving his all, and even Da Milan, because he's always, you know, coming out and saying, you know, Forza Milan, and even throughout that whole fiasco with Tari and the sub. Look at this guy, Vinny Mancini, Patreon member from the cold land of Winnipeg, Manitoba. Keep growing the positive community. Chen Sempre for PS Intermerda. Yes, some people there in the comments. Vinny, thank you so very much. We really appreciate it. But Steve, is he getting the support? I just feel he's getting.
He is.
Attorno a lui.
Yes, he is. But I don't know how long this leash is, and he's got to start scoring. Now we just went through something, right? We just went through something last year. Our friends at Juve totally destroyed Vlahovic. Everybody wanted him, his sister, his whole family. All of the Vlahovicuses needed to leave Italy. They needed to get out of town. They needed to get out of the world. They wanted them out of the soccer world. Sell him for free. There was videos of him, the poor guy, videos with the three women. Like, I don't know when that became a bad thing, especially when you're young and you're Vlahovic. They just wanted him out. And they did not love him. And he was close to leaving. And for Juve this year, it looks like that's probably the best non-sale in a mercato that has happened in the longest time for Juve. And that's
against
not
Dortmund, if
and
it
that's
wasn't for
not
him.
Exactly. And that's not selling Vlahovic, right? For what reason? I don't know. Is it, you know, he wasn't good under Thiago Motta. It didn't work. Now Tudor is making magic. I don't know what changed, and it's similar to what Jimenez is going through. Came from PSV. He had that maledetta partita
Feyenoord,
whatever. I always get them mixed up.
But we're supporting him. There's not a lot of Milan fans trashing him. Like, obviously, the haters are going to trash him. But
we can't, Vinny. We can't. We've invested too much money in this guy to trash him. It has to be support. It has to be support. And if it's true, guys, the curva at Udine, the song was, I'm going to translate it in English. Don't worry. Don't worry. The goals will come. Jimenez. It's like we were at fucking church, guys. We were at church. The gospel according to Steve. The goals will come. The goals will come. Jimenez.
Guys, we've become the ministry of the MWP. The gospel according to Steve. But in the end, bad times, good times, you should be supporting. You may criticize, support. Hopefully, Jimenez, maybe tomorrow starting against Lecce, STVP. If you had to pick, because obviously man of the match is Pulisic, right? Is Jimenez your flop of the match?
Yeah. It's going to be Jimenez just because he needs to be accountable for when, you know.
Yeah.
When the games are bad and he doesn't get service, that's my excuse to stay positive. When the game...
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
They're great, like Milan played. It's time that he has some accountability and he should be burying those chances. Like you said, we cannot be missing sitters. Later on in the season, that will be a difference between 1 point or 3 points. Or no points and 1 point. And again, as we know, guys, we need to collect as many points as we can while everybody's playing three times a week and we're playing once a week.
Very well said. We're going to go through football. We're going to talk about Lecce upcoming and the big match on Sunday. So let's go have a look what happened in week 4 of Serie A. This segment is brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things the Serie A and DPL here in Canada. Joined with DZN for your Champions League and Europa League. E se può anche ascoltare in italiano. Stevie P, week 4 came and gone. And, you know, some games did have it, some didn't. But, you know, for Liban Youssef, because he's been here since day one, let's give him some, you know... Lecce losing at home to Cagliari 2-1 in this game here. After we have Bologna with a last minute Steve win in this one 2-1, and they definitely needed this win, Steve, because Genoa went up 1-0, penalty there in the end, Orsolini scoring. They definitely needed this win. Bologna
needed to take the 3 points at home. They did. You know, Bologna needs to shape up.
There's no other explanations from there. Steve, you know that we're talking about Marvel before, but in DC, there's somebody called Bizarro Superman, the Bizarro World. Bizarro World is when referees screw Juventus. So I don't know if you saw everything that went on here. Un rigore inesistente. In the end... he got João Mário confused with Kalulu on the VAR. I don't know what the hell was going on. Now, this ref is going down to Serie B. I think it was part of the same refereeing team that did Milan Bologna. Steve, in the end, do you feel that this was a fair... refereeing mistakes on the side. I don't feel that Juve dominated this game. I felt this was a fair result. Am I wrong by my assessment?
Again, I have to disagree. I think watching the game, I think Juve had more chances to score. I think they just were not clinical enough. And, you know, the refereeing mistakes, guys, again, I could easily spend this time. And again, full respect to Fubo TV, and thank you for them to let us do the segment. And I won't do it during their segment. In terms of the referee, guys, this has to stop. This has to stop. It can't continue like this. We cannot be four games in. We cannot be four games in, guys, and we're making mistakes that we don't know which player is actually doing what, and we're reviewing something in instant replay. This has gone. We're completely in ludicrous world.
So it's like they're acknowledging the faults. Okay, he's going to Serie B for 2 weeks. Or a suspension with pay. I'm like, what is that going to fix anything? And again, I repeat back to Juve did not lose this game. Milan won the last game. But if the results would have been different, it's just that I think the only difference from last year to this year, Steve, is that they're actually acknowledging the mistakes the day of or the day after the games. But Juve won. I just felt, you got your opinion. Look at that, we have different opinions. I just felt like I don't think Verona deserved to win. But in the end, A1 won. It is still week four. Il derby della capitale, STVP, Lazio-Roma. This one was, I wanted to have, like, let's get an exciting game like Il Derby d'Italia last week. No. There was no excitement. By the way, kudos to the Roma fan. Did you see the tifo, Steve, that they did? Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Veramente. Complimenti to I Lupi, the ultras there. But this was not a... This
derby. Not a fun... Derby della Dormentata. That's what I call it. Derby della Dormentata. This derby has lost. So much of its lack, it's lost so much of its life, its fire. It's unbelievable. And it's because Serie A is scared to have them play anytime at night. I think we need to move past this. I think if I'm Serie A, I think I get the ultras of Lazio, I get the ultras of Roma. I have a conversation with them individually, and then I have a conversation, hopefully, civilized conversation, and say, guys, it's enough now. Tifo, make fun of each other, do what you want, but we need this game at night, and we need the players to play with some grinta. Lazio, for a period of this time, you know, was pushing a bit of the pedal, but, you know, Roma as well, but it seems like they were two boxers who didn't want to punch. And
Lazio had the chance, Steve.
They had the
post, even in the last second, it just felt like, even you looking, two red cards, but I don't feel
the two red cards is the telenovela. It's a telenovela. Yeah. And it's exactly what we were saying. And again, for Lazio, shout out to the Lazio Club Montreal, Biagio and the guy there. He does a live. If you guys have any Lazio fans, send them over his way. He does lives. He watches the... he watches the show live and commentates. It's a fantastic TikTok event that he does. Kudos to him. 6:30 in the morning, I was up watching this game, and I did tune into him while watching it on Fubo. But let's get back to the Derby della Capitale, because it's important. It's supposed to be fierce. It's supposed to be fiery. Guys, someone tell the Lazio team that just because, you know, you're shitting in your pants at the 90-something minute that you have to take, you know, ridiculously stupid red cards. Like the Ganduzzi red card is Vince. It's mind-boggling. It's things that kids would do.
I was watching too, Steve. I woke up. I'm like, okay, let me watch El Derby. Yeah. I was just like, in evidence, like, what is this? And I just felt, like I was telling you, that on the stat sheet, two red cards, you would think somebody like an outside fan, oh my God, what a... No, there was nothing. There was nothing exciting. There was no fighting. There was no... Not that we're looking for fighting in soccer, but at least some fire, some
tackles, some goals. Yeah, we got a post in the 90-something minute. But besides that, Lazio didn't create anything besides Dia. Dia, who was on a breakaway and didn't hit the net. I think he hit the Coliseum. And I joked in Biagio's live with Lazio Montreal and his account. I said Lazio needed Dio. They did not need Dia that breakaway.
Steve, se lo mangio panettone, Sarri.
Yeah, I think they've dealt him a nasty hand. They didn't have a lot of maneuverment in the transfer window. So I think because he stayed and because he showed the loyalty to the Lazio badge, I think they give him quite a long cord. And January for them is going to be important because their team is very, very soft and it's not that deep, and they might be in trouble.
Another one, Wuxia Game Central, well, $5. Thank you so very much. I would love to see Pulisic get two Lazio players sent off again this year. We shall see. Thank you very much. Second super chat. Thank you so very much. I guess some people want some vintage pitch apparel, STVP.
Yes, sir.
Atalanta. My God, Torino was so bad in this one, Steve. I was watching this one. It's like, what was it, 3-0 after not even 30 minutes at home? Steve, there's no excuse. You can't be, and it's not like Atalanta is the superpower. And Torino just came out of this 1-0 win last week. Like, just horrible performance by Torino.
Torino was not good, and I think this is a positive result for Atalanta. They were struggling, minus quite a bit of players due to injury. And, you know, Atalanta's gotta be careful, right? You know, Juric is not Gasperini, and you know, without your best player, it's gonna be a tough season to navigate for Atalanta. So good on them for getting the result there.
And even though he has made it back to training, it's not all flowers and daisies because of the situation. We'll see what happens with Lookman coming back and integrating himself back into the team. Cremonese Parma 0-0 stalemate on that one. Steve, another person I would ask you. I know Padre Pioli's got a history with us. I don't know if he's going to eat to panettone this season, but 2 points in 4 games for Fiorentina. And I didn't feel that, you know, we've thrown flowers at Como last year and even at the beginning of this year, but I don't feel like this was a Como well-deserved win they played. But this Fiorentina, like, come on, you can't let these games escape you, especially at home.
This is Como. As soon as they got the lead, they channeled their inner IKEA commercial. Start the car and get out of there. And Pioli has his hands tied. Fiorentina doesn't look the same as last year.
Se lo mangio panettone, Pioli.
I think Pioli has a short leash at Fiorentina. Commisso, compare commisso. Yeah, it doesn't have the patience. Commisso.
This one, Inter 2 Sassuolo 1, a definite must win for Inter. But Steve, I liked what I saw from Sassuolo. Even the first half, a couple of great chances. It looks like Fabio Grosso wants to stay in Serie A this season. And when they scored 2-1, I was like, okay, you know, they're getting back in. But in the end, Di Marco, first goal, I think, in 6 months. Di Marco, good job. Shave your head because you look fucking horrible before with that blonde crown that you had. But Steve, Inter just getting the job done on this one. But still nice things to see from Sassuolo. I don't know if you agree there.
So positivity from Inter, and they needed it after 2 straight losses, beating Ajax during the week and now beating Sassuolo. I think they cooled the waters of Kivu mangiando il panettone or non mangiando il panettone. We'll see. But Inter is taking way too many goals. Not a very good characteristic for a team like Inter. I don't know. I'm still having trouble gauging what's happening with Inter. And, you know, guys, I don't hide it. I really like Inter and their players. I just think they have to find some cohesion and they will be dangerous.
And Martinez in goal. I don't know if you saw that crazy save that he made on, what's his name? I think it was even ex-Inter. But Summers on the bench there, but he saved them on a couple of times. So much needed win for Inter. Today, Steve, the score, this one I was not expecting at all. I was trying to grab some glimpses at work, but 3-2, Napoli to Pisa, and somehow I'm kind of like relieved because if they would have come up with a shit performance, you know, they would have come out swinging on next Sunday with us. But your takeaways from Napoli 3, Pisa 2, and hold on a second, because, you know, it's still 5 goals.
Yeah, look, guys, you're seeing Napoli 3 times a week. You know, I said big turnover. Looking at the lineup, there was a turnover, but it wasn't that much of a turnover. So, are Napoli starting to feel it in the legs? We're going to see. You know, De Bruyne started, McTominay started, they played the whole game. Politano played the whole game. Mind you, De Bruyne, because of the red card, I think he didn't last very long in the City game during the middle of the week. Højlund started, then got subbed off. You know, Gilmore playing.
Did you just pronounce that correctly, Steve? I think you just pronounced his name correctly.
Højlund.
Guys, we have a first.
Yeah, I pronounced the names correctly. Gilmore taking Lobotka. And, you know, guys, you see in this game how important Lobotka is to Napoli. It's probably safe to say that Lobotka is one of the most underrated players in Serie A.
All right. And that concludes our week 4 recap of Serie A, brought to you by Fubo.tv. Steve, we got Lecce tomorrow, Coppa Italia. And people might think it's not important. Let me put it this way, guys. If somehow, some way we don't perform, whatever we've done in the last 3 weeks, these last 3 games, nobody's going to remember that. Steve, what's the importance? And thank you to 53 live viewers, guys. We appreciate you. How important is tomorrow's game for you going into Sunday's game against Napoli?
I think Coppa Italia is an important series of games for Milan, just because you can get some minutes for some guys who usually don't find minutes. I would expect to see Ricci start tomorrow. I would expect
Steve, because Frank GPT thinks we forget games. It's right there, Frank. Lecce Cagliari, 2-1. Mannaggia, Frank GPT. But yeah, Steve, sorry about that. Like Lecce, you think he's going to start? You think he's going to start Camara?
I would think that Lecce, having not started him this weekend, I think he starts this game against Milan again. For me, these games represent minutes for guys that usually don't get a lot of minutes during the Serie A. And guys, I can't stress the fact that the win is important. Frank says it in the chat very nicely. Just win, baby, and stay injury free. Though that's what Coppa Italia is. Until we start getting to quarterfinals, semifinals, finals, it's let's get to where we need to get. Let's win what we have to win. And again, guys, I wouldn't mind a second star and the green, white, and red shield on next year's jersey. So let's go.
I'm going to finish you off. I'm going to finish off asking you this. Steve, the way they've been playing, the way we might play tomorrow, where do you fit in Leao on Sunday versus Napoli?
Well, let's see if he's available. I think he won't start, even if he's available. I think he
That's
won't
what I was
start
gonna ask you.
Versus Naples. I think you'll see what you saw against Udine, regardless of what happens against Lecce tomorrow.
So you're going with the same starting lineup as Udine?
I would think that is what you're going to see, yes.
So we're going to see Ricci probably tomorrow, maybe De Winter in defense.
You might see De Winter tomorrow and against Napoli if Pavlovic is hurt, right? So we're deep, but not that deep, and our depth needs to be challenged and needs to play so that they're ready when and if we do need to call on them. And for me, guys, to integrate Leao into this team, again, I don't know why people are making it so complicated. You saw what you saw against Udine. That's what you're going to see again. Take Pulisic and put him left wing and put Leao up top with whoever you want to play him with. Ngoku, Jimenez, let's go.
Guys, not only do we speak Milan, if ever you need to know pronunciations, right pronunciation of names, come to this channel. We will give you. And Ngoku needs to start. Yeah, probably on Tuesday we will see. And guy, I did not know that. Frank saying first time ever in 126 that we will win the domestic double. I think we're getting way ahead of ourselves. We're only four games in. But thank you for the fun fact on that one. Guys, thank you so very much to Wuxia Games Central. Thanks you to Frank GPT, to Stroop, to Vinny Mancini, to both you guys that gave us twice. Right now we are at 12 plus 14, 26, 46, 46 and 7, 53. We're at $58 of super chats. Look at Stevie P. He's glowing, guys. He's glowing. Guys, we do this for you. Thank you for supporting, whether it be through the super chats, through Patreon, because a lot of the stuff that we are able to do is because of you. Whether it be dressing up in ridiculous Halloween costumes, would it be sending any of the top contributors some vintage pitch t-shirts? Thank you so very much to every single one of you. We appreciate you. And again, guys, hit that subscribe button, right? Maybe Fabio and Gio are gonna, maybe he's gonna come live from Florida, Fabio. No, maybe he's over there. Lecce game tomorrow. I will be going on Sunday for the pregame, hopefully, because Andon is the only one that needed therapy this week. He was from the forest, the cabin in the woods there in Macedonia. But guys, please subscribe, hit that notification bell. Next Monday, I won't be here, so you will have a, hopefully, a very happy Stevie P and Fabio, or a very angry Stevie P and Fabio. Stevie, please take us home, man. Take us home.
Guys, this is what it's all about, guys. We create the content for you guys, and thank you very much. Guys, Milan is in amore and in dolore. Sempre Forza Milan, guys. That's the important thing. I want you guys to understand. Really, really tough for us, whether you like to think so or not, to do a show after Milan loses, because we have to keep with what we've been doing for the longest time, guys. And that's, you know, speak the truth, tell us the, you know, say what it is, take out the Milan blinders. It's hard. Really fun to do a show when Milan smashes Udinese, let me tell you that much, because it's more relaxed. Yeah, we exaggerate. Yeah, I'm an idiot. Yes, we do stupid contests, guys. I would even say at $1,000 you guys pick the costumes that we wear. That's how crazy I am tonight. And no, how happy
no,
I am.
No, 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 no.
Keep Miro your by Vince.
We're editing that one out, because you know what? They're capable. They're capable. But leave it to Vinny Mancini, by the way. Forget Patreon. Forget he's gave us a super chat. He's there on YouTube. He even gave us a like on Facebook. Vinny Mancini, he's watching on four different screens.
Love Vinny Mancini. Love Vinny Mancini, guys. And shout out to Facebook/GPT Frank. Guys, this guy here is an encyclopedia with and without the computer. And guys, he brought from Toronto, Vinny a scarf, Milan Club Toronto, Stevie P a scarf, you know. This is what it's all about, guys. But this is what it's all about, guys. We started this 13 years ago for exactly that. Vinny said before, he did a show with someone who was in the cabins in the woods in Macedonia. And there's one common denominator, guys. It's Milan.
Yeah.
That's how strong Milan is. And I wish the ownership would understand that, because we don't do it for the money. We do it because we love Milan.
And you know what, to the patrons that have come and gone, we got lovers, we got haters, but in the end, guys, it is what it is. We're not going to please everybody. We love Milan as much as anybody else. Thank you so very much for joining, for supporting. God, thank God that Steve didn't go through with this $1,000. You get to pick the outfits. Thank guys. Just Presidente, cut that out of the podcast. On that note, guys, stay tuned. Possibly, maybe a coast to coast. We shall see. Watch live tomorrow. Milan Lecce, Coppa Italia on Sunday. I will see you for the Patreon pregame therapy. And on that note, Stevie P, ovunque sempre.
Forza Milan!
Ciao, guys.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. For you to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.